would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord this morning. I can sit and I can testify that I never would have made it without God. I never would have made it. And I know that there's so many of you on this line this morning that can stand up where you're at right now. Stop what you're doing right now and just tell God that I never would have made it. I decree and declare on this morning that I never would have made it without you, Lord. That is such a powerful song, but just for the, most of all, the words. The words are true. For each and every last one of us, we wouldn't be here right now this morning if God hadn't gotten us, if God hadn't been on our side, if God hadn't carried us through, if God hadn't walked with us through our trials, our tribulations, our sickness, whatever it may be, whatever you've been through, and things that may still to come, God is right here with you. And we never, never do not get it twisted. We'll make it without him. Again, I say good morning because this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Fiji, South Africa, France, all of our international listeners. We say good day to you. Good morning to the United States of America. We again are just thankful and praising God that you all wake up in the morning and come and eat the bread of life and drink with us. We're so grateful for that. As we go on today, we just thank God for who he is because he is our everything. And if he's not where, if that's not where you're at with him, just continue to pray, to praise him, consecrate yourself fast, and trust and believe God will become your focus point. Because what we need to always remember, he never leaves us. We get into a place where we might leave him because of different things that goes on in our lives. But guess what? He never stopped loving us, and he never leaves us. He is just like how the prodigal son. We are his children. We go out there. We get into certain situations and different things, but his arms are open wide for us to come right back in. So please do not forget that as we go into prayer. Father God, we just thank you this morning, Lord, for who you are, Father, and whose we are, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can honestly say, Father God, the words that come out of our mouths, we can honestly say, Father, that we never would have made it without you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for who you are, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are our beginning, Father, and you are the end, Lord. You are our way maker, Father God. Lord, you are the person that intervenes and intercedes for us, Father, as we may intercede for other, Father God. You are our guide, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for that. We thank you for your mercy, your grace this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just waking us up, Father, to be on this earth one more day, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, for second, third, fourth, and fifth chances, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for just continuously feeding us, Father God. And when we're hungry, Lord, when we're thirsty, Father God, you continuously give us that living water, Father God. And we're just so blessed, Father God. We're so blessed, Lord Jesus, even if we can't see it, Lord Jesus, just the fact of us being able to call out your name, Lord Jesus. It's a blessing, Father God. And we just thank you for it, Father. We can never say thank you enough, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all of those, Lord Jesus, that may have been in a place on yesterday that they felt like they wouldn't have made it, Lord. But they're here today, Lord Jesus. They're here to see, Father God, that they can make it, Lord Jesus. That you will not fail us, Lord Jesus, but you continuously, Lord, just lead us on, Father God, even through this pandemic, Father God, even through the injustice, Lord Jesus. You still right here, Father, pulling us on, Father God. Even though yesterday may have not been a good day for us, Father God, we woke up this morning with an expectation, Lord, of something better, Father God. Something something greater, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we have the mindset now to be successful, to be prosperous, Father God. But most of all, Father God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, and we're just grateful, Father God, an attitude of gratitude, Father God, on this morning, Lord Jesus. So as we go through this broadcast, Father God, we ask you to go before us, Father God. We ask you to allow us to decrease, Father God, and for you to increase, Lord. Touch all minds, Father God. Renew hearts, Father God. Just be with us in the midst, and we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And this morning our topic is just that, an attitude of gratitude, because we have to at all times be in a place where we are thanking God and just showing him how grateful we are, where he can be glorified at all times. And we're the topic of discussion that the scriptures that will be used, which Minister Monica let the Spirit put on her mind, was Luke 17:11-19. And I'm going to read those verses for you, and from there we'll go into the word. So it says, as Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. The man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed of you." So based on this, Minister Monica, are you in?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can.
Okay, well, based on what that story told us, it highlighted something that was so profound and amazing. An attitude of gratitude is what the 10th leper had. And because that attitude was so dedicated to the source of where his blessing, his healing came from, it spoke to me, and I hope it speaks to many of you as well, because my sister and I, we wanted to bring something that would, we have to have an attitude of gratitude. Now, something that simple of having gratitude is not common, though. And because it's not a common thread amongst the people that God has blessed, we felt the need to really bring light to this attitude, because this attitude is an attitude that God has been seeking in the hearts of many of us, but we have not achieved it. We need to strive to possess it. So on this morning, we're crying out to God and asking him to open your heart up, to soften your heart. If your heart is hardened because you didn't get every single thing your heart desired yet, you still should have the gratitude to say, "Lord, if it was not for you." And see, this is so powerful, and I know that we're exactly where we're supposed to be in this word of gratitude this morning. It's because Apostle Temple is in charge of putting our music on in the waiting area. When you're waiting to come on and you hear that song, "Never Would Have Made It," that song was something that he picked, not knowing what our subject was this morning. And as God moved on him and that song came into play, that song was so powerful that my spirit was saying yes, and I was in confirmation of exactly what we were supposed to bring forth this morning. Because, see, God put it in his spirit, and he had no connection with us to even know what to play, but he played it because he was in tune with God as well. And I just love that chemistry that somebody in the body of Christ heard the same spiritual truth that we heard, gratitude. And that song is a beautiful song. If you get a chance to play it and let that be your gratitude or a start of transitioning you into praising God for all you have, for all he's done for you. Because at the end of the day, when that word came into our spirit, when the word was given to me and I shared it with Sister Nita, it was a powerful tool to bring us into one body, one attitude, one mindset in the body of Christ. Because at the end of the day, we're all blessed in many, many ways. Your way might not be the same way I'm blessed, but at the end of the day, it came from the same source. And as I pay attention to the way that story of the 10th leper came to be, it was so profound that Jesus said, well, I healed 10. Where are the other 9? Where are the other 9? And see, the other 9 is 90% of us. So it's like that one man, he could be considered 10% of us. And that small minority is not okay. It's not the attitude that the body of Christ should have. The whole body should have a spirit of gratitude. So as we talk about this subject today, we ask that you just open up your hearts. Open up your hearts to God and allow him to pour into you all the remembrance, all the memories, or let you flash back into all the things he's carried you through, that he can bring to remembrance of what he's delivered you from, how he's carried you on the wings of eagles in situations you never could have made it on your own in. And as we go forward in the spirit of truth and spirit, we ask God to just give us the one mindset, the body have one mindset, that mindset of gratitude on this morning, but forevermore. But on this morning, that one mindset that we are a body of believers and we have the same spirit, and that spirit would have gratitude in all of our mouths, that we would praise him, that we acknowledge him, we would actually give him recognition of what he's done, and knowing and saying to others that every good thing that we have, every good thing that comes into our life comes from the Lord. Back to you, sister.
Amen. And the beauty of this story is, yes, it was an attitude of gratitude, and it was definitely for God to be glorified. But in the story, when Jesus told them to go to show the priest, if you read it, they had not been healed yet. The healing process had not taken place yet, but their faith came into play. They trusted what Jesus said, and that's where the healing took place. But when this leper decided to come back, he came back for God. He came back for Jesus to see exactly what took place and to give him the glory. Because being a leper, that was a terrible thing at that time. That they were people that were castaways. That was something that was just where they were set aside, set apart from people. But when they came into, when Jesus walked into Jerusalem, they had no shame enough. They were crying out for mercy for Jesus to heal them. And his spoken words, it goes back to the spoken words. He gave them instructions on what to do, and they followed those instructions. But one of them just had enough gratitude. He had enough gratefulness in him that he had to come back and thank Jesus for what he had did. He had to thank him for all of, even though he all his life had probably been through something. I don't know how long he had it, but the bottom line is he was so grateful and thankful that a change had and came into his life. Although he went to show the priest, he came back to show Jesus that, listen, I thank you with everything that I have. And how do I know that he fell to his knees? He bowed down. He went into a place of just brokenness. He fell to the ground. I hope you hear what I'm saying. He didn't stand up and tell Jesus thank you. He didn't turn to the side and tell him thank you. He didn't raise his hand up in the air to give him a handshake. He bowed down. He bowed down. He knew who Jesus was. He knew exactly who Jesus was and knew exactly what Jesus can do. And this is why they trusted him and had faith before the healing even took place. And this is where we need to be on today. Whatever your circumstances, your situation is, it may look bleak. It may look like things are not going to change for you. But if you, in your time that you're taking with God, in your conversation times or whatever, tell him exactly what you need. Because the songwriter already just said this morning that we never would make it without him. And then it's the littlest things that we may not see still need to go. And we need to let Jesus know. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the small things. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the big things. I thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance for my healing. See, they had an advancement. An advancement took place there. And they ran. They did what Jesus told them to do. That faith was there. So whatever it is that you need to do, in order to get your advancement, in order for your strength, for you to have that same mindset that these lepers had. They trusted and believed that whatever the situation, the changing of their skin was going to take place. They trusted and believed that a healing was going to take place. That's why they ran to go to the priest. They ran to tell the priest, to show the priest the only thing was, nine of them forgot to come back and give God his glory. So in every circumstances, in every situation, no matter if it's a penny that you received, a penny more than what you had yesterday, you need to be grateful. You need to thank God for that. Father, I thank you for the increase. It may not be an increase that you're looking for, but it's the increase that you got on today. It puts you in a situation where you wasn't on yesterday, even if it is a penny. The fact of it is an increase took place. The fact of it is that you might have asked for a prayer of an increase. That prayer came through. So you still have to thank God for what he has done in your life. Turning it over to you, sister.
Yes, and we also need to go into the definition of gratitude because, see, when we break these words down, they have layers of meaning behind them, but the definition gives us even a grander idea of what that word means. And the word gratitude in the dictionary, it's a noun, y'all, and it says it's the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. And as we look at the word gratitude, we gotta look at the synonyms. The similar words to it is thankfulness, appreciation, recognition, acknowledgement, credit, respect, and it's just like the indebtedness or the sense of obligation to whomever you have received love or blessings from. And we all know that all our love and blessings originate from the Father. And as we go into looking at what we have to be grateful for or thankful for, we find ourselves looking at people in the Bible, just like the Samaritan man that had leprosy that ran back and thanked Jesus. But there were so many other people in the Bible. There is the story of how Sarah, how she gave birth to Isaac at 90 years old. And that was a barren woman for 90 years. Can you imagine the gratitude she had to God when he gave her that promise? It was just fulfilled in the child Isaac. Sarah, Abraham was 100 years old. And then we have the story of Martha, when she went to Jesus and she cried out to Jesus, I need you. We needed you. Where were you at? And when Jesus answered with the rising of the dead, of the death, the dead body of Lazarus, when he called him out of the grave, when he called him out of the tomb, the gratitude, can you imagine the gratitude across her face, throughout her body, in her spirit, in her heart? Can you imagine the gratitude of seeing someone that had passed away, that had been dead in the tomb, right, raised from the dead by your Savior? Can you imagine the gratitude? But can you imagine the gratitude when the Lord healed Job and returned to him not only all that he had lost, but he gave him wealth and all of the children that he had lost because of what Satan had did to him? And I just can't imagine how you could lose everything and be giving it all back and not recognize the source of where it came from. That gratitude that Job had, I could just see him cutting cartwheels and flips every day of his life. The gratitude that you know, he was restored. But what about the gratitude of the blind man when he was given his sight back and he could see? And he knew that he was healed. The gratitude of all the things that we have, small and great, are recognized in our hearts. And because we don't just leave it in our hearts, it resonates in our mind because we dwell on it. And then that gives us the option to even speak it out of our mouths. And when we start speaking about it and talking about it, then we become effective witnesses. Then it becomes a testimony. Then it becomes something that's so powerful that when I tell you what the Lord has done for me, you can really feel where I'm coming from. Because, see, at the end of the day, I had to experience something to be able to speak on it. And to show gratitude means that it was a powerful thing in my life, that it was important to me, and that it was so important I could not keep it to myself. Now, when I shout the praises to God, I also have to shout praises of God to man, because I never would have made it. And I know there are so many of us out here that have so many stories, so many experiences, so many blessings, so many trials and tribulations God has carried you through, that you shouldn't even want to hide it or even keep it to yourself. Because if somebody else knew the testimony of how powerful the love and the provisions of God is, and how he can be an almighty, all-knowing, omnipresent, all-loving. I mean, just so magnificent that you got to tell the world, that it'll inspire someone to try him, to seek him, to want what you have. Because, see, we don't brag about the things that is common. We don't brag about what everybody has. We don't brag about what everybody else had gotten here or gotten there. But at the end of the day, when you brag, you really bragging about what you have, what you possess, what you've received, and where did it come from? Where did those blessings, where did those gifts truly come from? They didn't come because you work hard at work. No, it came from the increase that God gave you when he blessed you with the job to get that money that you're working hard for. It came from the blessing of God giving you life or breath in your body to get up this morning, to walk into that doctor's office or that surgery or that hospital to receive that medical attention and that treatment so that you could continue on in life and not be bound to a hospital bed. It was that same blessing, that same anointing that God puts on your life to have faith and joy in the moments that you have been asked, do you really believe? Do you have faith? Do you trust him? He gave you experiences. He proved it every day. He proves it in and out of every situation you walk through. But do you recognize it? Can we get together? Can we come together, body of Christ? Can we come together and agree on this attitude this morning? That's what I'm asking today. Reflect on all the things that you've come through and come across, and you know without a shadow of a doubt God did it. And that gratitude, where's the gratitude in it? How do you express it? Do you sing along with the song when you're waiting in the waiting room to come on the line this morning? Do you sing along when you hear a praise and worship song? Can you sing to God out loud without being afraid that you off key? But you know in your heart that you love the Lord enough to sing out loud anyway. Do you have that gratitude? And if you don't have it, search for it. Please search for it. And express it with us. Express it with Apostle Temple. And express it with ADM. Express it with my sister and I this morning. Every morning when we command our mornings. Express it to your loved ones. And it's not just gratitude to God. We also have to mention, we have to mention the gratitude that we also pour into our loved ones. What's the gratitude? Where's your gratitude for your wife, married men? Where's gratitude for your husband, married women? Where's the gratitude for your children, parents? Where's your gratitude for your parents' children? Because guess what? That gratitude is a sign that you recognize what God has done by putting that person in your life. That person was a gift. And when we look at the others in our life as gifts, then we also see God in them because he gave us those gifts, those beings. My gratitude for my sister Nita is so great and so profound. Lord, I can't tell y'all how if she needed a kidney, I'd give it to her. If she needed a heart transplant, I would give my life for her. But see, it can't stop there. I can't just give just her my all. I have to give all of you my all. I have to give everyone my all in agape love. And that's where I want everyone to at least go into yourself and find the gratitude for God, yes, for that God has placed in your life, the ministry that God has placed on your life. The things that God has blessed you materially with, but spiritually and physically. I'm going to turn it back over to Sister so she can get some of those profound spirit-led analogies so that you can really grasp where we're coming from. And I hope that you can at least have the time and energy to actually tell someone how much gratitude you have for God today after this broadcast goes off. Back to you, Sister.
I want to say this, when this was brought to me, it was like, I think maybe 12 something in the night, and I was like really coming off an exhausting day. But as the day, as I sit here and I listen to Monica, and I try not to be emotional, but it's such an emotional topic when you really sit and think about it. If you truly, truly love God, it should be some type of emotion coming through right now. But I will sit and tell you all this, that I am just, I've learned to be just such a grateful person for each and everything, each and every day of my life, every second, because I've been in situations where man said I wasn't going to be here. My life expectancy was supposed to be over in 2017, but it's 2020, and I'm still standing. I'm still marching. I may have some days today. It's one of my days. I'm having a problem with breathing, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to thank God in advance that he's going to breathe some extra wind into my body, and then I'm going to praise him, whether I do a dance in the middle of the street or wherever it is. Because it's him that has brought me this far. It's him that has kept me. And not only he, and then he put the people. He put the people in my life that's willing to help me, willing to walk me through, willing to carry me through on the days that I can. And when I say carry, I'm not talking about physically. Sometimes you just have to pick up the phone and give an encouragement to somebody or whatnot, and let them know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It goes back into the with the mouth, the power that God gave us to use with our mouths, and then we just thankful. You know, instead of always talking about what you got, just know that you have the love of God. And when you have the love of God, it builds into trust. It builds into faith. It builds into encouragement. It builds into giving. You want to share it with somebody else. You want to give them what God has given you. But
the reason how you keep getting it, how that overflow comes in, is that you're being thankful for everything that God has given you. I don't care how I wake up in the morning, I'm still thanking God that I'm still here. And he's given me more strength. In the times that I'm weak, he's given me strength. In a time of chaos, he gives me peace. When I ask him to give me peace, he gives me the things that I need when I ask him. But I'm not too big, or neither am I too small to ask God. I'm not too prideful. I want him to know each and everything that I have going on with me, although he even knows. Because at the end of the day, when I look down and before I prepare for bed and I say my prayers, I want to tell God, Father, I just thank you for being with me, and I pray that the things that I did today, that you were glorified. It's nothing about me, but everything about God, about him getting the glory. And he gets the glory when we say thank you. He does not need for us to tell him thank you. But at the end of the day, you should have so much gratitude it's built up in you that you want to say thank you. Like Monica say, can you sing praise? Can you sing along when the praise song's on? Can you just stand out and just be who you are? Yesterday, where I work is a predominantly white area, and sometimes people speak and sometimes they don't. And yesterday I had to go into a store, and this guy just kept looking at me, and an older man, and he came, he said, I don't know if it's the dress you got on, but then I was sitting and thinking about it. He said, something just told me, just go and stay right here next to you and talk to you that you had something to tell me. But God hadn't given me anything to say to him. But what I did say to him was, thank you for the compliments and be blessed. And when I said that, I started to walk away, and he came back. He said, you said you didn't have anything for me, but you just gave me something major. You said be blessed. You said be blessed. And see, that's a common thing that we tell people, not knowing that he was going to take it to a whole nother level. We don't know where God sets people up or what they need at that present time. All we know is that we need to always be thankful. Be blessed is letting him know that you may get whatever God has for you. That may have been a word that God had already had for him. I don't know. But my conversation is because I want others to receive what I receive, and I'm receiving blessings in my life. I want someone else to be blessed. So those are the words that I gave. And God was glorified out of that situation, because if you saw him, he was just so happy, whereas with me, I was like, okay, God, what just happened here? But the moral of the story is, if we are showing a spirit of gratitude at all times and just thanking God for every second of your life, every moment of your life, for the things that he has done for you, and not just what he has done for you, what you're asking him to do for you. I promise you, because God loves for us, for him to be glorified through us. God hates for us to be in a situation where we're feeling down or we're feeling a certain type of way. Because when you look at the fruits of the Spirit, you see none of that in his characteristics. None of that type of being heavy laden or feeling a certain type of way. That attitude of gratitude should just pep you up even in your down moments. Your attitude of gratitude when you might have, like I said, been so sick, but today you're able. You might have been laying in the bed, but today you're able to sit up. That's the attitude of gratitude. You may have not been able to walk more than 10 steps, but today you walked 11 steps. That's the attitude of gratitude. You may have looked in your bank account and got 10, 20, 30, hundreds, thousands of dollars or more. That's an attitude of gratitude. When you can sit and hear a song that comes on and it speaks to you and it moves you and it lets you know that God is with you at that time. That's the attitude of gratitude. And with that love, trust comes with it. Faith comes with it. Belief comes with it. And most of all, we are so very thankful for the things that he does, seen and unseen, minor or major. You're just in a place. And when you wake up in the morning, you should wake up in that happy place. You should be able to command your morning, every single morning, to have an attitude of gratitude. You should decree and declare, I decree and declare that I will have an attitude of gratitude on this morning. Nothing is going to hinder what God has, nothing will. I will not sit and see any type of negativity. If it's to my right, if it's to my left, I'm going to continue to be focused. I can't tell you how to live. When I'm talking, I'm only talking to myself as well. I'm speaking to myself as well. Because what I've learned that sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And with me, I sit and I may talk it out into the atmosphere. But I'm really talking to myself in the mornings when I get on this broadcast. I just may use we, us, or whatever. But I'm talking to myself because, see, I want to make sure at all times I'm in the rightful place. I'm in the rightful position. And I definitely want God to be glorified in each and everything that I do, every second, every moment of the day. And not just me, the people that are around me, my family members, my everybody that just simply around me to receive what God has for us. So we have to sit and encourage ourselves. And in that encouragement, you're going to thank God for what he is doing in your life. You're going to thank him. If it's something that you see differently, thank him. Just the fact that you woke up this morning, that's a praise break. That's a praise right there. That's a blessing right there. You didn't wake yourself up. You didn't wake yourself up. God woke us up. And that's what we need to understand. We sit and put our own self in a situation to think, oh, okay, well, yeah, I woke. No. God woke us up. Every and each and everything that we do, God does it for us. So don't get that mistaken. That's why we need to be grateful, have an attitude of gratitude for every situation. Because if you were in a situation and today you're able to get up and whatever, that means that somewhere down the line you had some type of progression. That means somewhere down the line that a change had to take place. And that's where I'm at, because there's been many of changes in my life, and I'm just thankful. I'm thankful. And each change that occurred in my life, my faith got stronger. Each change that occurred in my life, my trust got stronger. Each change, wisdom came with it, so I don't continue to do. But do I fall sometimes? Yes, I fall sometimes. But when I fall, I still thank God for the fall. Because you know what? In the fall, there's a correction. There's a correction in the fall. And if you sit and you see what that correction is, you still going to thank God. You're going to thank him. God, I thank you for that correction, so I know not to do it this way, do it this way again, but let me try, let me do it this way. So it's just about being thankful for each and everything that you do. Going back to the leprosy, during that time, like I said, those people were standoff. They had to, if they went into remission, they had to announce to the priest. They had so many different things that they had to do just to come into the community. So when Jesus healed them, that was a major thing. That was a major thing that God was glorified for. It was major. But that one didn't forget. That one came back. That one fell to his bow down and showed his reverence for God. And that's where we need to be on today, having that reverential fear for God. Let him know, Father, we thank you from every fiber in our body, every vessel, every artery, Father God. We thank you, because if it wasn't for you, we never would have made it. we never would have made it. And if you really sit down and take the time out to listen, as Monica said, to that song and listen to the words and then compare it to your own life, it should spark up all type of fireworks in your life. Everything should get moving. Tears start rolling down your eyes because you will realize that it was only God that could have gotten you from point A to point B. And right now you may be all the way at H, and knowing that God is the one that took you through every step of the way, every step of the way. And as long as you continue to give him his honor, give him his glory, be obedient, be thankful, love him unconditionally, trust him beyond measures, believe and then receive, he's going to continue to be there. We don't have because we don't ask. We don't have because we don't believe. We don't have because we don't trust. We don't have because we just in a place where we, some people just do not realize how God, how majestic God is. And I just want to sit and say to you all today, every person is worthy of what God has for us. We are worthy. We are worthy. Just like he's worthy for our praise, of our praises. We are worthy. We just have to put ourselves in a place. We may need a deliverance. We may need a cleansing as the leprous did. But God, in this scripture, Jesus shows that he cleansed the leprous. He cleansed them. And we can be cleansed as well. You just have to be put in a place where you're just grateful. You just grateful, just loving God and just thanking him for who he is and who we are to him. Monica, do you have anything else you would like to add?
Yes. I just want everybody to remember that we are from a tribe called blessed. And when I say a tribe called blessed, I mean a people that God has made provisions through. We've actually ate through famine and drank through drought. And at the end of the day, we have to keep in mind that just like David, King David, he had an attitude of gratitude that when he praised the Lord, he cut a fool. He danced all through the palace. He actually danced and praised the Lord and ran from room to room screaming praises to God so much that his wife said, "Why don't you sit down somewhere?" But he said, "No way." He said, "I got to praise my God." And she said, "That's not the attitude or the demeanor of a king. You shouldn't act like that." And he said, "Be quiet, woman. I'm praising my God because everything I have comes from him." And we should have that same spirit, the spirit that David had, a man after God's own heart, an attitude of gratitude. So with that being said,
amen.
I love y'all. I pray that everyone understands this. And remember, when you want to complain, bridle your tongue and turn it over to a conscious decision to give gratitude and praises to God. No more complaining. No more looking at your lack, but look at the abundance. Back over to you, sister.
Amen. And as we always want you to know that ADM loves you unconditionally. We love you with the love of Christ. And we just thank you for coming and making sacrifices with us on a daily basis. And we pray that God is feeding someone. But just know today, just have that attitude of gratitude. Just sit in and thank God no matter where you're at. Start just thanking him. We'll see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. But just know, I can't say it enough. Have that attitude of gratitude because God loves you unconditionally and he wants nothing but the best for you. So again, we leave you with peace. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And may the blessings of the Lord be with you on today. God bless. Everybody better.